Well, hello there. Love and listings, Ajani gets pulled to the side by Andrew, but not to fess up to anything. On to catch a beautician, looking like we need to catch a record label who got things messed up. Okay? So let's get into it. VH100, the podcast is going down now, everybody. Hello and welcome once again to VH100, the official podcast for all things VH1 and more. If you haven't subscribed or commented, you know what I'm about to say. My name is Easy Manoli.
Yes, and I'm LeJune, and we're excited about yet another amazing episode of VH100, the podcast. And if you cool cats want to get all up in this conversation, make sure you're using that hashtag VH100podcast and talk that talk with us.
Yes, Easy. Get nosy with us.
Right, get involved.
Yes,
with us.
Please do.
What's Easy, going? How are you doing?
I'm okay. I had a fun little weekend. I went to some bougie place in Connecticut. A friend like literally lives on this compound, and she had like a tennis court, basketball court, etc. kind of thing, like mansion. And I was all like, okay. And I idiotically was, you know, getting my dance on as I do, but in the pool, and the pool was lined with cement. And I really fucked up my feet. So literally I have to walk on the edge of my feet. I've been using like hydrogen peroxide to like, you know, clean the wounds, but both of my feet are messed up. And it's,
oh no,
I can't walk. But I'm like, why do I do this at the age of 34? I don't understand.
Right.
Who I thought I was, I don't know. But yeah, so I had to kind of take it easy on a Sunday because I was like basically repairing myself.
Oh, and that's so cute. That's so cute.
Yeah,
I was supposed to go to like a little cute, quaint thing with friends, but there were so many people and it was too many people, and I felt like people were not being safe and taking precautions. And I wanted to have a good time, but all I could hear was Cardi B in my head saying, coronavirus! So I was like, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to go home.
And be
because
safe.
I can't take coronavirus back to my baby.
No.
We're still in a pandemic, folks, and I just need everybody to remember that. Like, it's okay to have fun, but we have to keep it cute and safe when we're doing that.
Always keep it cute.
Always. Like, keep it cute. It was just Emmanuel. It was a scene. It was too many people.
Oh, okay.
It was like, no mask. I was like, yep.
G to G, gotta go. Yeah, exactly. Well, a lot of people.
The
think
quarters
that,
were too tight. Like if I we weren't on a
was
compound
it outdoors?
With a mansion. Yes, but it was just too many people.
I agree
too
with
close.
You because some people just think because you're outdoors, oh, you're good. It's like no,
yes.
If you're still in close proximity, it helps. But if you're in close proximity, not so much. Okay.
Right, and then if there's food and there's so many people, it's just too much.
The hands
I'm like,
and yeah, no,
I'm
I would have peaced out too.
But,
and then I forgot. Oh yeah, so I was also taking care of my mom too because she busted her elbow. She had
how is your mom's elbow?
She's doing better now. They put like metal plates in there. She had this like 3-hour surgery situation, and she was put under and whatever that's called.
Wait,
anesthesia.
You're back home. Can we talk about how good I'm guys at home? I can see Emmanuel because we're on Zoom. I can see his background, and I've missed his background.
Oh, do
He's
you?
He's back home now. Yeah, he was in Delaware. Let me just tell you, he was a big part of a major company all staff meeting that he broadcast from. Emmanuel, you were so great.
Really?
I loved you. I was telling my mom about the highlights. My favorite was when you were like, when they say ergonomic assessment, I say, hello.
Well, I never heard. Okay. So, yeah, they were talking about Eric.
Did I say that right
word?
I know. I'm so mad. I tried to say it fast because I wasn't sure.
You're not sure. But, yeah.
Ergonomic, ergonomic. I don't.
Yeah, because, you know, we're all working from home and you have to go through a certain test to, like, figure out what kind of situation you need at home desk-wise. And when asking questions to somebody on this like huge company video call, they were like, oh yeah, so Emmanuel asked this question, and I was like, okay, so what do you need about XYZ? And she busted out some word like ergonomics. I don't even know, but
assessment,
I was like,
right.
I said,
it's
you
basically
lost me
like
after
to
that.
Make sure that your desks and chairs and alignment is good for your back.
I know the definition, don't know the word.
I'm just making sure the folks at home know because we're clear, we're not saying the word right. I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure. So just to make sure that they know at home.
Yeah, we need a reverse search. Like, we know the definition, but we don't know the word.
We're close.
Yeah, we're very close. It's like era, I'm sure everyone's probably.
But
like,
you killed that. Anyway, long story short, enough about us. Let's get into these shows.
Here we go. Yeah, let's get into it. So, first, we're going to start off with Love and Listings. Coming off of last week, where Zach is calling out Andrew for talking shit on the guys.
Ooh, man.
At first, Andrew is kind of fessing up that some smack talk went down because, according to him, what he does on his account shouldn't matter.
Which is insane. Like, oh my God.
All of this.
And I was so with Eric when he was like, I don't understand the logic of that last part, but guys, let's just move forward and get to this bread.
Exactly. Yeah. And Alex is even saying it too. He's like, social media 100% matters. And to give Alex that cosign, I'm like, hello, if I went on Instagram and I came for LeJune and how she operates, that becomes her business. Because you're friends.
It's public. And now we have mutual friends.
No, we got public beef.
Right.
And there you go.
It's not cute. It's weird that you think it doesn't matter. And I don't believe you. And quite frankly, Andrew, I think you need to be a little kinder to the people in your circle, you know, and not think that you're better than them. And that includes Ajani, but we'll get into that, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will. But anyways, then Andrew tells Zach if he felt a type of way, he should have hit him up, which the guys start cracking up because, like LeJune said, they don't really understand that logic.
If you're that's shit on the part someone, that doesn't make sense. I'm sorry, I got ahead of myself. I thought you
always
did.
It's all right. I'm always here for you.
It's because I thought that I really, in my mind, I was thinking, just recollecting that he was talking about he didn't understand that part about how what happens on social media doesn't matter. Yeah. Maybe that's just because that just totally doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
It just, projecting. How can you possibly think that? Okay, I'm sorry. Back.
No, it's back to it's you, all right. Andrew. But,
this is a lot for me. I'm sorry.
Talking shit on someone and they consider you a friend, then they find out, it's kind of a no-brainer that they will be upset. But Eric does...
Just say sorry. Just say, I was pissed off. I'm sorry.
Which, you know, I guess thankfully for Eric, he does reel it back in because he's just like, we don't feel like you're being authentic, Andrew, and it is affecting our group. So Andrew does apologize for whatever reason he went on live. Maybe he was drunk or had a bad day. He gives Zach a my bad. But
he did say my bad if I said anything that hurt you, not for trash. Not like my bad for not being honest, my bad for talking shit about you guys behind your back. Because maybe I was having a bad day. Maybe I was drunk. Maybe I was personally feeling like shit because of my actions. I would have liked to have heard that, but
LeJune is very big on accountability, folks. Oh. She's very big on it.
But bitch, let me talk to myself. Bitch, you better be holding yourself accountable, right? All right, I'm gonna talk to the man in the mirror after this, y'all. My journal out and make sure I got my crossing my T's and dot my I's over here, because I'm doing a whole lot of judging on Andrew. All right, and somebody's probably listening to this like, bitch,
miss, who are you? That's okay. But Zach does give Andrew the bro handshake. However, you know, he's still going to keep an eye out for him. And love this. So Q icebreaker Jacob, who is ready to go hard, turn the fuck up. He has a red bandana on. He's playing the piano. Of course, he brings his guys, Maverick and Devin, and a posse full of girls. But don't get it twisted.
Don't get it twisted.
He's still a good guy and will only look at some ass, but he may need a lot of lotion later, I'm assuming.
I love him. He's too cute. He's a sweet.
He is such a sweet kid. But so the look cannot touch. How do you feel about that?
Hey. Look.
Since he got so fired up today, I'm like, come on, LeJune.
Look, that's good. Look, but don't touch. Like, if that was my man and he, I don't know. All right, let me not talk about that was my man.
He may masturbate to that later.
Oh, yeah.
But I guess what's the difference between that and watching porn, though?
You're right. What's the difference between that and watching porn? Because also, it's like, if you were on a, if you needed to masturbate, you could have FaceTimed me. So, honestly, he went too far. All right. He went a little too far.
Okay.
But I respect that. I honestly thought we were going to go all the way left with this. I thought the episode was going to lead to him leading someone into his bedroom. So for me to see him taking a little nap, boy, do whatever. You don't need nothing. You're just chatting. Yeah. You don't need lotion. You need a nap because you did too much.
He did too much. But he did give us a lot of insightful quotes, though. Like, for instance, how liquor is called spirit because when you drink it, your spirit comes out.
That's which true.
I like that. I'm like times 10 when I get my drink on.
Yeah, I always thought that it was spirits, because you know, like sometimes people get ugly. No, he said your spirit, but I heard that saying before, but I like the way he phrased it. Basically, I'm agreeing with you, Easy. It makes your spirit come out. Who's got spirit?
Yes, we got spirit. Because
you know how sometimes people get drunk and they get mad yes. and they want to like fight. So I always associated the spirits with that. So it's like, oh, bad spirits can come when you drink. So I yeah. really like what Jacob had to say. That your spirit comes very, out.
Very positive.
Right. And, but if you're a piece of then that what comes out comes my out. Yeah whatever that nasty stuff comes out yeah that's right yeah
oh god but no meanwhile Sam is all about having the girls at the house because according to her all of these fives are making her look like a 20. Nothing like a backhanded comment.
What did you think did you think that she looked super hot amongst the crowd?
I think everyone's beautiful in their own way. So that's why I was like, because I've heard this before from some of my girlfriends, like, oh, I'm the hottest girl here. I'm like, well, first of all, no, because everyone is right. different. You know, we're all attracted to something different. So like,
ooh,
even though you might think that you're a 20, but like a guy might not be attracted to you because you know what I mean? That's why we all have different attractions.
Yeah, that's not what he's into.
That, exactly. Like, so right. to me, I never was a big fan of that comment, even when my own girlfriend say it. And I made sure to check them like that because I'm like, don't feel insecure. Okay. Like you are just as beautiful too, but like everyone has their own right to be beautiful in their own ways.
Right.
All
right. I've thought that twice in my life.
Well, you were like, I'm the hottest bitch here. Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, twice in my life. One time I was performing. One time I was at a meeting, but it was a great meeting. And I told my mom that. And she checked me.
Oh, because wow.
Because not only did I have a lot to say, but I was looking good. And my mom was like, telling me about how looks aren't everything. And I was so crushed because I'm like, I never say anything about how I look. So can I have this?
Wait,
can
I be the cutest person? My mom is like that too. That's why I appreciate my mom because there are some parents out there that really gas their kids up for no reason.
Right.
Not over here. Because like the one time I told her about like how this one guy was crying and she's like, well, what did you do? Did you make him cry? And I was like, miss, no.
You're like, I'm a package, mom.
Like, why did you automatically assume I made the man cry? He was a little drunk and he was upset about something. She's like,
right.
You didn't trigger him? I'm like, oh. Right. Am I triggering you? I was like,
right.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
Well, that's fine.
This is anyways. So great. They keep us in line.
They really do keep us in line. But anyways, so yeah, Sam is feeling like a 20 out of all these fives. And clearly, Andrew is also fine with all of these girls here because he's kicking up some friendly conversations.
Oh, yes.
Ajanee is feeling a type of way because she thought they both genuinely cared about each other, that there's a respect. But finding out maybe she wasn't so special after all. So she grabs a handle and pieces out. Sarah checks in on her to make sure she's okay because she's like, listen, I know it's hard to throw away feelings unless you're Sarah who gets over a guy in 2.8 seconds because she doesn't give a shit.
I love that. I love that.
She's like, because I didn't really care. I was like, okay. But then cut to back in the room. Now Sam is chopping it up with Andrew talking about her ex. And we know the story. After 5 months of dating, she found out he had kids, which brought her to do a background check. Finding out he still lives with his baby mama. So she wants a better understanding from Andrew.
Right.
Who I guess in her mind is the
Subtle shade.
Why do you guys like this? Not that you're a bad guy, have this mentality. And that's the second backhanded comment Sam gave us this episode, by the way. So I was like, okay, here she comes. So obviously Andrew's going to be on the defense, right? Because he's just like, first of all, and I agree with him on this, I'm not going to compare myself to another man that I don't know and how he acts. So I'm not going to do that.
His response was really on.
It was very on because she's like, well, this is an opportunity for you to help me understand why he did this. And he's like,
look, be clear, honey. Yeah. I was very clear about my situation. And Shorty got her feelings all wrapped up. That's on her. Baby girl knew what I had going on.
He's like, so did everybody else.
So I can't relate.
Yeah, and that's why I guess she just took that as a confession because after he said, you know, the situation I had with Ajanee, nobody was confused because I was engaged and I was getting married. And Sam's like, did he just confess that he slept?
Right.
So he didn't really confess.
He didn't confess. He said it in a general, very vague way. Like, whatever happened between Ajanee and I, that could mean nothing. But he said it in a way where he could sneak through with his little semantics.
Yes, because
he should have been
Sam,
a publicist rather than a realtor.
If you're...
He could spin it.
He could totally spin it. But he is right, though, because in comparison, Sam's ex was hiding all of this from her.
Right.
But
never mentioned it.
Yeah, it was very well known that Andrew was, you know, wiped up in some degree. Okay.
Right. Okay. No one had to do any research to get to the bottom.
And there you go. So on to the next day, the bacon is cooking. So is the bed that Zach and Sam wake up in. We got some kissing going on. Then they break away from the group to get some couples massage, which was very romantic. I was like, right. Okay. So,
go ahead, Samantha. She said, I'm gonna take my time, but while I do that, I'm gonna make sure that he knows what he wants.
Yes, exactly. So Zach is literally pulling out all the stops, and then Andrew decides to break Ajani away from the remaining group to chat things out and get some closure, where Ajani's thinking, this is the moment where Andrew is going to fess up and apologize for painting me out like a liar. That doesn't happen. Instead, he hits her with an appreciation of where their friendship is going and thanks her for leaving the mess behind, because if she had on some petty boots, it would be a different story. Not really the conversation Ajani was looking for, but meanwhile, the group is thinking that they're having this deep-ass conversation, and that's not the case.
Right.
But back to reality, everybody. The trip is over with. Ajani now has to stop by and let Taryn know what's going on. So she goes to his place of work, fills him in on the weekend. And when it comes time to talk about Andrew, she's like, I'm going to need a shot. And even the way she did it, I was even like, oh, miss, like, did something happen that we don't know about? Because
I know I was so upset. I'm like, girl, just stop making it so hot and just tell him, because now you're making it seem like, do you have feelings for him happened. Or not? Like,
yeah. And I agree, because Taryn was like, oh, you look like you got something to get off your chest. And I thought the same thing. I was like, oh, did something happen? But
yeah, I'm like, just say it, sis. It would have been over. By the time you poured the drink, you would have been done saying what you had to say. Then you could have took a sip.
Boom. All of this. And we did see nothing happen. And Andrew did not sneak into her room because she was asked. And I was just like, I feel like this is just coming off as a bigger deal than it is. So he does, like, after she tells him that Andrew was there, Taryn is just kind of like looking around, and we get paired with like a, okay. Okay, and now she brings up the trust issues, but not at his job, though. I was like, this is time and place, baby. It was like, he's not ready to talk about all of this deep shit
right while he's now. Trying to work. Oh, that was so much. And you're over here taking shots, so now you're going to have a hard time understanding that.
Yes.
You're going to be like, what?
I know.
I got to tell you how I feel.
Is like, he on break yet?
Right.
Like, no, miss. He's not on break. Okay.
You'd be like, why does our apartment look like a bar? Like, sis, could you went to his job. You're not home. Oh, boy.
Meanwhile, Taylor, she's totally fine if she never sees any of this crew ever again in her life, according to her. She's like, all I want to see is these bags rolling in. And she does have a showing with music producer Ajani, who is loving the house that she found him. But then almost a deal breaker here. She dropped the damn garage remote and is apparently the only one. And I never knew how serious a garage door opener was, but apparently this happened to him before. I was like, okay. Right.
I mean, it seems pretty serious, but, you know, it looks to me as if he has enough money to get a copy.
I mean, hello. That's what I was thinking. I was like looking at the crib. I was like, sir, I feel like this is more than I feel like we can figure this out, or even replace the garage.
Right. That's probably why he was like, you bought this bottle, so that's fine. The bottle is about the same amount as it would cost me to replace this.
So he did let it slide, and she is good on that front. So coming up this season, even though Zach and Sam had a cute ass time in Palm Springs, seems they do hit a bump in the road where Sam is telling Zach's new girl how he wanted to marry her. Ajani and Taylor do have a sit down where Ajani is calling Taylor out, saying she needs to calm down and stop popping off. Her mama said that too.
Good friend. She's a good friend. 100%. I see their friendships going far, because if you don't have that someone that can tell, listen,
keep your 100 with you.
I don't allow what someone else is going to say stop me from saying what I have to say. Okay. And a good friend that knows that they're going to get cursed out for telling you need to calm down, but will still tell you, that's a good friend.
But we'll see, because we do see that Taylor goes to therapy saying how she feels like no one is in her corner. So she may have some sense of abandonment things happening there. Jacob might be packing up and moving out of the house since he hasn't seen his daughter. And then at some event, he's going off on Ty, where Taylor gets caught in the crosshair. So there's a lot more to come in the upcoming season of Love and Listings, everybody.
I know. I have to see what's going down.
Well, we will. It's our job. So, over to Catch a Beautician. Before we get into it, we want to give Tamar a shout out for being so brave and strong. As we know, she released a statement where she was pretty open and honest about her situation. Very hard thing to do in the public eye with everyone watching. So we are wishing her all of the best. And of course, a speedy recovery, because we need that light back in our life, girl.
Yes, we do need that light back in our life. And, you know, thank you again for being so brave, because you probably have helped others who are going through the situation, and you used your platform to be a light to others, as opposed to like try to fake the funk and act like I'm good and blah, blah, blah.
And brush
so
under
I
the rug.
love that you shared with us, and we are just praying for all the best and sending love and light your way. But, you know, we were with you. Catching that beautician.
We always this week. Were. Yes.
That's right.
Hello.
In this episode, we met Serena, who is a talented recording artist, so Tamar could relate to that, who was looking for a little silver ombre look for her debut album cover shoot.
Yeah, this was serious.
This was a whole serious situation, but she's hot. Some of those pictures that they showed, just showing some of her artist bits, I'm like, wait, she can use that one. Wait, no, she's so cute.
We got options.
Let that be the album cover. Girl, just send me all your photos and I'll just tell you which one to use. But no, it was a little bit of a mess after she had got her hair done, because she came there for that silver ombre, but left with a brassy, damaged, multicolored hot mess. So not sure how we went from gray to purple, brown, blue. I don't know. But apparently she went to Katie Beth, who is a hairstylist for the record label, which is so tricky, because a lot of times, you know, these people are finding rando schmando beauticians online.
Yeah.
And we're like, girl, how
this
did this happen?
Wreck.
This was a wreck, a major wreck, her record label. And since she was referred to Katie by the label, and the label also trusted her, she came in with a level of trust. So, you know, that is to add insult to injury. Serena only had time for one session to get it right before her photo shoot. Now, Johnny asked, because as a pro, he knows that sometimes color can take more than one session. And that's when he sort of got into a little bit more about the importance of a strand test when doing extreme colors. And a strand test is when you take a small strands of hair to test the color so that you can properly adjust to get the desired color.
Which makes sense to me, because not that I'm trying to compare the two here, because when painting a new wall, we sometimes put a little paint on it just to check out that color. So that the whole strand test made sense to me, because I was like, yeah, we're dyeing hair. You don't, like, just jump right into it, I don't think. Unless you, like, test it on, like, a wig or something like that. So, yeah, that didn't catch me by surprise. And I don't even do hair.
No, 100%, I feel you. And he also took that opportunity to break down the importance of clipping edges to promote healthy hair growth. This is something that I actually was taught from an old stylist of mine, which is why I don't understand why I'm walking around with these scraggly edges. If you know better,
we're
you're
in
supposed
quarantine.
To do better.
It's fine.
If you knew better, you're supposed to do better. But I loved when Tamar said, I'm out here trying to hold on to the hang time. And yeah, I'm out here in these streets. After quarantine, I'm definitely gonna get this trim. But
yeah, but
like,
you never thought about that with split ends, because everybody always said, like I said, I have a lot of girlfriends and family members that are like, oh, if I just grow it out, it's gonna be better. But like Johnny said it perfectly, like as new hair comes in, when it hits that split end, it becomes split itself.
It becomes split itself. Yeah. Indeed. And no, that's what the beauticians always told me, because like as a kid, I never wanted to get my edges clipped, because I'm like, oh no, I just got this length. And they're like, girl, if you don't cut it, it's gonna keep breaking and your hair will never grow. So it's important to stay on top of those trims, folks. But what we do know is that Serena was promised gray and did not get that, so we had to bring in Katie for some of the usual trickery. As you know, she comes in thinking that she's going to have an opportunity to work with celebrity hairstylist Johnny Wright, but instead, our girl Serena and Tamar are back listening in. So she came in with her own popping splash of color with that royal blue
Right.
look.
Now we know where like some of the purple blue came into play, because
exactly.
I was like, oh, she
she's
loves
like,
this color.
Right. She's like, if it were me, this is what I would want. So let me do this to her. Well,
projecting.
Exactly. Well, obviously, as we always do, we took a look at some of Katie's work, and it was looking really, really good. I mean, I forgot why she was here, and I was like, I think I want to go to Sis for some color, because did you see that aqua ombre?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. And I sort of feel like I was a mermaid in my past life. It's so good for my life. Anyway,
I was going to say that.
Johnny talked to her about the importance of strand tests. And she claimed that she regularly does them learning very early on in her career. I think she said it was like her first client, one of her first clients where she made an error. Serena was backstage like, because there was no test done on me. Katie ironically then used Serena as an example when Johnny asked her about setting expectations with clients and letting them know if you think that we can achieve the color in one session. And she was like, yes, I do that. In fact, there was this one young lady that wanted gray hair, and I assured both her.
I love when that happens. We're like, that's you. That's you.
Right. It was like, girl, she talk about you. Yeah. She said she not only told her, but she also told the label that she would not be able to achieve the desired look in one session. Mm-hmm. But Serena claimed no conversation of the sort ever went down. So that was time for our ladies to come out with questions.
Yes, and they came with guns a-blazing with these. This was a very interesting one because there was a lot of layers, because you have the whole label input too.
Right.
Which, and they weren't there to tell their side of the story, so I was like, uh-oh.
Right, they weren't there to pull out their email receipts, right? Yeah, because I tell you right now, if I was Katie, I would have been on my phone like, here's where I told the label, right? Yeah,
and furthermore.
Exactly. Let it be known, but anyway, I digress, because it wasn't me. According to Katie Beth, she told
Thank you for the clarity.
Right. But I'm just going to say, that's when Ish got really, really real, because we learned that she's no longer working for the label and that Silvergate is the reason why. But I feel like she kept it really, really cool, and she was very humble and eager to learn some new techniques in order to make things right for Serena. She was one of the more pleasant beauticians that got caught.
Yeah, no, she was very, all about it and open about it, too.
Which is so crazy, because you have people that are, their business just moved along. I mean, they even got paid and for the job, and then they just continue on with their business, and they have these attitudes. Meanwhile, we have Katie Beth, who lost her job behind the situation, and that's how you could tell she really loves her craft, because she really genuinely seemed like she was like, yes, I'm ready to learn. I want to get this right, and I really respected that. Well, at boot camp, a color expert, Logan, came in and showed her the importance of a strand test and taking pics for receipts.
Always take those pictures.
Yeah, so you could tell the label, especially, I really think that this is a great idea, especially if you're a stylist working for like a show or a label, and there are directives coming from not just your client, but from executives that are wanting to achieve a certain look. Do the tests, take the photos, and show them exactly why the look can't be achieved. And if you do find someone that says they can do it, they may do it, but your client's hair is going to fall out.
We hate when the client's hair falls out. That's not good.
That's another reason why they come to catch those beauticians. Well, anyway, she did so great during the test. Logan also showed her a little bit of an elasticity test. So that's where you test the elasticity of the hair after color. And I think that helps determine the health of the hair and whether or not it was overprocessed or nah. And she just did really well and was super receptive to the new skills she was learning. And Johnny was confident that she was soaking it all in and would be ready for the actual
boot camp.
Well, the vibes were so posy when Serena got in the chair. Katie was actually really proud to flex all that she learned in boot camp.
She was.
I loved it, too. I honestly think she was, one of the most excited stylists about what she learned, because she was telling Serena some of the things she learned, and she was, in her talks to camera, yes, and when I get home, I can't wait to try to show this technique. And I was like, yes, sis, I love that. I mean, I feel like you were definitely taking those notes. But after a strand test, Johnny actually suggested that 4 inches are trimmed from Serena, which she wanted. I was cringing for her.
We got face and palm on that one. She's like, what?
Yeah, no, she was not here for it. But oh my goodness, when Serena came out for her reveal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. This is a dramatic pause.
You know what?
I thought you were taking a sip of water. I was like, oh, no, she's doing this.
No, this is just the drama that I have in my life. My family, they love to highlight the drama that I bring to the table.
Well, you are bringing it to this podcast. So here we go.
What I loved about this reveal is how excited, how happy she was. And even Serena made the comment, what I love about this new look is not only that it looks amazing, but that my hair feels healthy. Now, yeah. Let's imagine, folks. What if she would have said, you know what, Johnny, I know that this is the best thing for my hair, but I just can't afford to lose these 4 inches. I don't want to do the trim. Let's just try to achieve the look. Can you imagine what her hair would have looked like with those scraggly gray edges?
Well, also, maybe I'm at, like, I don't fully understand, but even if she got, I understand she wanted the length, but couldn't you have added extensions if she wanted to keep that kind of length?
Right. And that's another thing that I loved about this final reveal, because it was so amazing and she was looking for the length, and I feel like she could have asked for a couple tracks, but she was just so excited, and I think that the job was so well done that she was just loving what she was seeing and was happy with the length that she had with her beautiful, healthy hair.
All right. So that was To Catch a Beautician.
Yes.
And that brings us to a close of another podcast. So what's today's podcast dedicated to?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have to dedicate this podcast to a very, 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 very fun and spirited person from VH100, but not just to this person, but to a very specific item that this person held. Can I get a drum roll, please?
Yes, you may.
Boom. This week's episode is dedicated to Jacob's red bandana.
Hey-o.
Because when we know that when that comes out, it's literally a red flag, Jacob is ready to turn up. And thank you, Arjani, for coining that phrase. When the red bandana comes out, it's a red flag.
Exactly.
So y'all better watch out, especially the ladies, because Jacob is not
He's
playing.
A walking red flag, and there you go.
There you go. There you have it.
So that is a wrap on episode 67 of VH100. Please make sure to subscribe, comment on iTunes, and remember to spread the word.
So, and of course, be sure to follow the official Instagram pages for VH1, Love and Listings, and To Catch a Beautician.
There you go. And I am at Easy Manoli. That's Easy M-A-N-O-L-I.
That's right. And I'm at I-M-L-A June, like the month.
Hello. Yes. So make sure you're listening to us and keep it 100. VH100 is brought to you by
VH1 and Revolver Podcasts.